We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
A couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, we found a website called Billy's Ball Bags. Billy's Ball Bags. The original thing that drew us in was, you know, we're all having to wear these masks. It is the most hyper-realistic silicone ball sack mask you've ever seen in your life. It is so soft, and it even bulges where the testes would be when you put it on your face. Why do we know this? Well, we just opened up the box.
The Internet. Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information. Technology. E-commerce. And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like your job frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now,
as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Originally, the way we found this is it was DM'd me from Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm. She sent me a link. She goes, oh, check this out. Billy'sBallBags.com. So you start to look, and it is everything from a ball bag coin purse and testicle sack to a hairy testicle key ring, which Mother's Day, how long till Mother's Day? We're pretty close,
it's gonna be
right?
May 9th.
Yeah, May 9th. Well, here's a Mother's Day in England where the mom, and you have to listen to her bollocks or balls, and she's upset. Now, when I tell you this key ring is fantastic, it is soft, it is pliable, and it has ball hair.
Are you rocking the bollocks with this?
Wow.
What the f*** is that? Ah! Ah!
What is it?
Are you for f***ing real?
What?
A f***ing pair of testicles. F*** sake. You stupid little c*** giving a key ring to your mother for Mother's Day. That's f***ing disgusting. There's hair on it! Ah!
His name is Billy. Billy Ballbag. Billy Ballbag. Billy, how have you been?
I'm good, Johnny. How are you?
Well, man, I thank you so much. We got this incredible box of stuff to give away now. So we cracked it open. Even better than I imagined. The key ring.
Oh, good.
Oh, the key ring is so gross. It's so over the top. And that lady, oh, the mom for Mother's Day. It's just, you know, my mom's from Norwich, and so I can just hear it like, it's got hair on it. Oh, I got like.
For me, that clip will never ever get old. Oh, it will never get old.
The coin purse. This is so disturbing. The coin purse. It's a ball bag coin purse. So it's lined on the inside. It's nice and soft.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got a drawstring. But then it's quite pliable. And the you did this out of silicone, so they're not hard. These are
no.
They're disturbingly correct.
So you could, because they're so stretchy, you could fit quite a lot of things in there.
Yes.
You know, lipstick or yes. Your card, your credit card, plus some golf balls if you need
it. Yes, yes. What have you seen people using the old ball bag coin purse for?
Mainly, I think quite a few people have taken them on like golfing trips and they attach them to their bag and they keep their special golf balls in there. Just for the laughs, but all sorts of people have bought them, mainly women, actually.
And, well, I mean, right? That should be a wedding gift, I believe.
I think as well, taxi, we've got you know, cab drivers. They keep their spare change in them.
So
cab drivers have them.
The world over has been mashed up for well over a year now. And everybody knows it's just part of this life now. So you see all different ones, bandana ones, paper ones, mm-hmm. medical ones, ones that are helmets you wear in your head, you know, face masks that go clip to your visor. But this one is so disturbingly uncomfortable. Like, it's so realistic, it looks like a birth defect when you strap it on. It's a ball sack mask that goes over your nose. You're basically getting teabagged.
Have you tried it on?
No. Oh, are you kidding me? Everybody's saying, but T hasn't yet. Let me take a picture.
I was just wondering about how it felt to have my balls on your face. That's the main reason for calling.
You know, quite what? Comfortable, actually.
Yeah, disturbingly soft. Yeah, hold on. Oh, T.
Oh,
hold
my on. God.
Let me adjust your balls, T. There it is.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, dude, I got to tell you, T, this looks like... This is what you were born to look like. Like, he's like, oh.
I have to add, they don't smell like balls. The finishing touch is a little powder of talc, so they're quite soft and they smell quite sweet.
Give it some summertime, you know. Give it a little running around in it, because I'll tell you, they don't breathe well.
No. I must add, there's a disclaimer that you shouldn't really wear them for too long a period, just because they are rubber. If you collect a bit of sweat.
I have to
like
tell you, I had it on the other day, or I had it on earlier today, and when I would have it on, I started laughing so hard that I inhaled your balls. The mask and my oxygen would just pull it in.
The best was, yeah. And then we were laughing, because then she'd laugh and she'd breathe out, and then your balls would fill up.
So, you just couldn't stop the cycle of laughing.
I love it that you're referencing my balls as well. These are my balls.
You are the creator.
Yeah. And well, then I guess technically she blew your balls after that. These are, have you thought about doing the mask with some ball hair on them just to be super disturbing?
I have. It's just a tricky technique to get the hairs to stay. I just feel like they would end up falling out and I'd get more complaints than... compliments, I'd say.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to order today.
I'm working on it.
I need to order some of the old man balls, because that I've got plans for these. The ones,
okay.
the ball bag MK2 extra large. Yeah. Now, when you say they're extra large, what are the measurements on that?
So they dangle about 30 centimeters, and the width, the actual sort of circumference from one end to the other of the the testicle area is probably about 10 centimeters.
Yeah, so...
But they hang very low, and they've got a good weight to them. So
yeah,
stretch a lot as well. Stretch to double.
After seeing the others, now I'm 100% sure this is something I have to get. By the way, that's about a foot in American measurement. So...
Oh, of course, sorry about that.
I'm just, trust me, the rest of the world managed to pick up the metric system. We started and stopped, so it's hard to explain what we did. We've got all this stuff. These balls are 11. They're 11 and a half to 12 inches long. They're huge. They really are incredibly lifelike. And there's these videos of hot girls. They've tucked them into their underwear and worn a skirt. Now, when they're standing up, they don't show. They bend over, and all of a sudden, their balls dip below the hem of their dress, and everybody can see them. All these videos are at billysballbag.com. And I was like, my God, this is the greatest thing. This is just in time for swimsuit season. So when you're down at the pool, just hang them out the side of your swimsuit, riding down the road, girls wearing them. Nick, I can't wait to take a picture of you wearing a skirt with these hanging out.
Well, the best is the video that showed the girl just like moving her leg up to tie her shoes. Just very subtle.
And it goes, ba-drink.
Yeah, and bloop. And like, you've got every walk of life going, what is that?
Because there's no... Well, there's no way to distinguish that they're not real.
Yeah, especially if you haven't seen Grandad Balls before.
Well, you've now... this is an interesting thing. If you just joined the show, Billy from Billy's Ball Bags has become a friend of the show, but your family is now involved in this. Is your mother-in-law putting the hair in the balls now?
Yeah. She helps me out on an evening. She'll sit quite happily and watch her TV shows and punch pubic hair into my balls.
What a gal.
She, you know what?
At a fair price, may I add.
Well, listen, I will tell you that you could always use that to, you know, your girl, you're like, hey, be more like your mother. Take care of this stuff. Like, come on. Your mom's cool with this. But I was wondering, as I look at this, and I realize there's a similarity to all of them, did you cast these from your balls?
No.
Okay.
No.
They're disturbingly...
The mind of mine.
They're disturbingly similar. Like, every one of them, like, they're... If you look at the ridges and the bumps and the way it goes, they're all disturbingly, like, clearly, they look like they're molded from testicles.
Yeah. It's sort of like a... It developed... The original keyring that I first made was sculpted from clay, and I don't class myself as a clay sculptor, but I have a background in 3D design, and so now I design them on the computer, which has allowed me to sort of up the detail a lot more. But yeah,
how long were you in? How long were you at university, and then what was your degree?
So my degree was computer games design.
Mm-hmm.
But I followed that on with 3D animation for a CG company for 10 years, and it was a great job. It was a really good job, and I loved it, but the ball bags just took over.
It
took over my life.
All that time, and this is what it came down to, which, by the way, the sales are through the roof, aren't they?
Well, I'm just looking at my computer now, because last time I was on the show, I got off the phone, and I looked at my stats and my store, and there was... nearly 250 visitors live active on the shop, and currently right now there's 130, so I'm kind of like, it gets me nervous, but I'm really excited too to think that there's so many people.
Listen, how are you doing on production? I mean, can you get if we order them today, how long will it take to get there?
I have a stock. I have a decent stock of maybe 100 of each item. The smaller, say, the keyrings and the magnets and stuff, but the bigger items, it can take maybe a week or two to get made and sent out.
And lest the world get all up in arms, be assured that his balls come in a couple different colors. So it's a very inclusive ball sack.
Exactly, yeah. So I have to make sure we're all inclusive.
Oh, those are just
shape and every size.
Chef's balls. Those are big chocolate salty balls right there. You they've got them in three different sizes. They've got the first version, the second version. You've got the, of course, the ball sack purse. You've got the ball sack Billy's ball bag keychain, which is a fantastic Mother's Day gift. You've got a bong that's shaped like an uncircumcised penis. And the little Willy fridge magnet that is an uncircumcised tiny penis that you the magnet's on the back of it, the shaft of it, so it just points out from your fridge. But it's... that is something else, man.
Oh, Johnny, I just love your descriptions. I love it. It's so good.
Dude, it is.
You just nail it on the head. It's brilliant.
Oh, these are so over the top, man. Billy'sBallBag.com. I'm telling you, check them out. Check the face masks. Like, and I'll post some pictures up now of everything. But I'm telling you, the keychains, how much do the keychains cost?
They're £13.99.
So
I think that converts to about $16.
Yeah,
worth it.
Order 10 of them. Trust me, your friends will want them. I'm telling you, for $16, order 10 of these. Everybody, it is. I've already had to defend these from everybody else on the show. So we've got masks, we've got the ball bag, we've got the uncircumcised penis, we've got the. there's so much. I'm going to give my mom one of these for Mother's Day, May 9th.
Oh, so good.
Oh, dude.
What is life right now? What is life?
Anything, by the way, the most popular thing is the ball bag mask.
Yeah, it really is. It's the hot product at the minute. And I'm trying to find ways of upping production, but we'll get there, I think. And I think masks are going to be around for a while, so... Yeah, get them while you can.
Oh, I just want to do all kinds. I want to do terrible things. Like, I have a buddy who's got a 3-year-old little boy. I'm like, make him wear the mask. Come on, man, let's take the picture. just horrendous stuff. Just so fantastic. And everybody looks so disturbing. Anybody who's ever seen testicles up close, even your own, in the mirror, whatever, I'm telling you, it's the most disturbing look It's just, and everyone looks the same. It just looks wildly unnatural. It looks almost like a strange birth defect, balls on your chin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my dad says. That's
yeah.
My dad thinks
yeah.
Well.
It's like the world's worst goiter.
Something from Star Wars, people keep telling me.
Very much so. Oh, yeah. That's straight out of the cantina.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, listen, I can't thank you enough for sending us this stuff. We'll throw all the pictures of everything up on the, I think we can throw them up on the Facebook. Do they get pissed off? I mean, because they're not real balls.
I don't know.
At least send them. You can send them mine. I don't mind if you send them mine.
We'll shoot them, put the mask up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. That will probably get away with it.
Yeah, I think you can. A lot of people have already, so yeah, I think it'll be fine.
I mean, I'm not too worried about it. If they shut us down, then we'll get back on, but... I can't thank you enough, Billy. And you got to stay in touch. I want to know what you come up with next at billysballbag.com. And I cannot urge people enough to go check these out. The long Billy's ball bag, the Billy's ball bag coin purse, the Billy ball bag mask, the little Willy fridge magnets, the bong made out of an uncircumcised penis, which is sure to go over well at every single, like, what do they call those, the bachelorette parties?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what girl wouldn't want that? Yeah.
The bridal shower.
Oh,
even better at a bridal shower. Nobody sees that coming.
Oh, I have a good friend who married. She was traveling. I met a wonderful guy, an Englishman. But had I known about this, this would have been sent over to their bachelorette party.
Yeah, the girls love them. They get gobbled down.
Just fill it up with eggnog and let it roll.
Oh, God.
All right, Billy, listen.
Thank you so much for featuring me. I really appreciate it.
And
it's actually, it's made a huge difference to sort of the business, and it's given me a huge boost this month. So I really do appreciate it.
Oh, you kidding me? Thank you for everything. Don't forget those T-shirts. The Billy's ball bags have a ball. you got to hit while it's hot. Stay right there. Hold on. All right. You really, because that picture of you is the greatest.
It's kind of, it's ridiculous.
It's so screwed up, the picture of Nikki with the ball bag mask, because she's got these really great eyes, and you're like, oh, look at those eyes. You're like, man, you have a ball bag mouth.
Like, when I'm kind of like looking off to the side, so it's distracting that you, like, what are you looking at? Ah, it's right in front of me.
No, it couldn't get any better. It's T looks kind of proud.
T looks like he'd just come out of the basement.
No, look, he looks proud. Doesn't he look like he's...
That's a presidential look off into the distance.
Today is the day my ball sack mask has reached my face. Look at you. So proud and glorious.
The dawn of a new day.
The dong of a new day. Hold on. You got to see Nikki's, like, it's the greatest.
It's
Dude,
just stupid.
That picture's so good.
Looking off to the side, right?
Oh, yeah. That's like a thoughtful balls.
Yeah.
If you haven't sent it to Billy, then...
Oh, yeah, I will.
Just me and thought.
Just sitting there like the thinker. Yeah, yeah. It's... Who doesn't want these?
He not only did he do it, he did it the right way.
Hey, that's the guy. That's the guy whose chin looks like a balls.